Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Have you had a conversation with Thomas about what exactly he's doing?
Yeah, it's all, it was 6 year old man.
What do you got, buddy?
Did you just make some art? Oh, that's so nice.
What do you have?
Yeah, you want to explain it? Yeah, absolutely. Not bad, it's better than I could do. The gist was that Thomas, when there's action, he loves it. So he said, it must have been the mother came down, and then I said, and I go, and what is it? I love you. I was going to see her. And then she laughed at me. First, he said, she went to a taxi. And I said, is it far up here? And he said, no, it was all the way down there. So I said, you didn't see the car. But no. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, yeah.
That's pretty much when I ask him, it's
actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't
get the same answer.
Yeah, of course. So,
yeah. It's on me, bullet shoot. I don't think that obviously helpful.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like
he
did, but we'll ask him again.
Yeah, and he kept saying it was a taxi, and I was like,
But the
band is
not. I don't even I can't remember. Did you
know until
what?
Anyway, it's what she had, what she has missed as well. I know that.
Have you guys ever called
the company before? I have. I called John Taxi or something, said that I forget what it was, but I pulled it off now. I called in the morning, said that he's looking at Tom. It's very hard to get into like 5 in the morning.
Right. What was. How did you normally get into that?
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys get in touch with Uber?
Beth is one of the people that are getting
the run on. There's a we've called as well, and they
don't want to know.
But I still, that's my amazing. I'm sorry, I can do that.
Right.
But that's like a thing as a seller, like, well, you have to find out where the Uber took. And I was like, that would be helpful, yeah.
And that was
under her name, like, absolutely. Yeah, I
got up in our business account.
Like, yeah, all of the apps and stuff are under her. Yeah,
for me. It would be under like her.
Oh, this is my or.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it'll be kind of like that. No. And the last thing you look for is that pretty clear.
It's a pain to change over all your accounts. Sometimes you just leave it alone.
Yeah, well, the movie that she moved to in Europe, and then when we got here, she moved to Smith and had a lot. But I figured that a lot more fixed, but maybe in Belgrade there is. And she doesn't really sort of make it fast.
Okay. She's serving the dogs with the left arm from
the Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What
was it? Where does she keep the serving passport? Where does she carry around
with her? She's like, the only one is the newest passport, which is there's a, like the Sony has, which she won't carry because it's not useful. They won't be doing it again in the United States.
Right. I'm just going to sneak in there. If they're asking for questions, I don't want to ask them to say questions.
Yeah.
I just want to see if they're asking them what happened. What's he working on? The ground here?
Did
I ask you yet? Can you decipher for me?
No.
I don't have kids, so I can't translate the drawings.
Well, he's doing some math for us.
Yep.
And he's got the happy face and the heart. Well, then he's got to do that spooky movie stuff over there.
I know.
And the kid feels very smooth to me. Actually, he enjoys that. He was doing a colorful ring button before, but now he's doing a colorful heart stuff. The kids are really going to get what's going on over there.
I mean, in the way they found about the apps.
They're pretty used to the last 6 to 9 credits and then about to know how long the counts of girls is.
Yes.
She's like, hey, I'll talk to you later. Yes, he's a big chocolate.
What's your schedule like tomorrow?
We go to the old people and the report.
Well, we would like to talk to the kids. But we have strange and fresh relationships and each case, not police officers.
Uh-huh.
Civilian networks, the VA's office, and it's not at a police station yet. It's actually at our friend's house in Foxborough, near Gillette Stadium.
It's not too far from you, right?
It's not from police, of course. So it's actually right behind Gillette Stadium on North McPhillan. Yes, stepping through. But it's right behind you, like, generally. And it's a good setup. It's actually, like, just a couple of couches and chairs and toys.
You want to talk to Brian England?
Just bring the kids on the wall. It's like,
Some word with William doesn't speak that. I mean, he speaks a little bit. I mean, he's like a family. Oh, if you're gonna get the phone, so
I think if you bring all the kids on first full of Hollywood, see if we just know that the person asked a question about mom and last time at least the conversation they got in with her.
That's fine.
And it's really kind of nice, casual, comfortable setting. For building it specifically designed for that, we had to use it fell on children who are victims or stuff like that. It's really, you know, I mean, you'll see and sit down before you and talk to anyone.
It'll be better for you.
But if you can get, I think we can get the kids' arm.
Which arm?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
What? We can call you in the morning.
Yeah, you got it. Remember I'm taking you to school. Mm-hmm. So I'll certainly be willing to organize that, and I'll talk to Tracy about and then you can do all the work tomorrow.
That's actually, yeah, that would be good. That would be convenient.
Well, I mean, we don't have extra time. I'm in emergency. So,
what time are you at work? 7 in the morning? That's what time I'm off.
How old are you at school?
1.5 and 4.
Okay, and the 4-year-old then is starting to make babies. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Let me see if I can get to leave here. Yeah, it's usually a really nice home with us. Just a conversation.
It's fine. If anything that you feel is going to help, I'm willing to do it with the baby.
We're trying every avenue here.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
recently, we'll see. Run a little bit. All right.
Something
will jump out.
Okay. I love that.
I guess there's no one scheduled to be in there tomorrow, or as far as like children being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So probably wide open.
Okay.
Just gotta see what time the counselor is available to be there. I'm guessing I'm probably pretty flexible, but like you said, probably get a time is of the essence.
Oh, I'm waiting until Monday makes no sense. It's just probably on me.
We can talk more. I'll try to get you a set of time. Well, we can just plan on
I said that you could not. All right.
You have plenty of time.
Okay. Oh, hi, Williams.
Thanks, you got it.
You can do that?
Hi. Hey, buddy.
Say hello? Yeah. You're
right back? Yeah, I'm going to help you find it. Okay?
Okay. Remember when we didn't have electronics and then when we were younger?
Yep. Welcome. My boss and Ian says, give me a touch for some performance when they wrote up and they all set something up. Is there any part of the house that they're looking at, or that you've been in behind? Like any?
No, but if you guys want to take another look, somewhere that's cool, you can do that.
Okay.
If that's supportive, I know you both maybe it's new coat, so
you got a new suit of eyes, so is there an attic?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we didn't hit the attic.
No,
that's not right. So we definitely want to do that.
Yeah, okay. It's not one that you can out like walk around and
do it.
We tried that and I broke the ceiling. I fixed it. Yeah.
10 o'clock. Any time. Kristen is in the council of the meeting room, and I guess the time works.
So
10 o'clock sounds okay to you. The 30 years.
How long is the session? Because that's an
hour-long distinction.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they can go a long time, but
an hour.
Those are the long ones are when we actually have like a specific instrument or craft to actually dive into. This instance is gonna be. More conversation,
sense of how mom is and stuff like
that.
So I guess my answer is I don't think it's gonna be terribly long.
Well, you think it'll be more or less than that?
For both of them, I would say
an hour. Okay, so it's an hour.
Did you have to get back or something?
I'm just trying to figure out like timing. Yeah, I think it's Tim. Actually, Tim would probably work out just fine. So.
Okay, so let's plan on 10 o'clock before we leave. And we'll plan out for about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so you don't mind if we just take
No problems.
Yeah, do you want me to I'll mark this up?
Yeah. Right.
It is 2053. Thursday, January 5, 2023. Sheriff report.
Sergeant, I'd like to ask some questions about January 5. After that, well, actually, there's people talking in the room. Who are they?
The people talking on that table?
No, there's conversations going on behind you, it sounds like. What's going on there?
Detective Lieutenant Lopes and Sergeant Buchanan are interviewing the defendant's mother, Diana Walsh.
And after the interview, did you have the opportunity to walk around the residence again?
Yes.
What did you see in the attic?
I went in the attic. The attic's unfinished. There's insulation and exposed floor joists.
But nothing else in that?
Correct.
Did you go back down the basement?
Yes.
What did you see in the basement?
If you go down the steps, to the right is utilities. If you go left, there's like a refrigerator. There's some storage boxes, some trash bags, some cleaning equipment.
Did you do anything with the trash bags?
I kind of manipulated the bag from the outside.
And what did you notice?
I felt like there was a carpet sample or a piece of a rug inside of one.
Did you open the bags?
I did not.
Did you have the opportunity to go outside again?
Yes.
What did you do outside?
We checked the shed, the backyard, walked around the property again.
And did you do anything with the pool?
We shined our flashlights into the pool again, but it was looked at with the floodlights the night prior.
Now, what about vehicles that night? Did you look at any vehicles?
We looked at the Volvo again.
And what did you do to look at the Volvo?
We went through it more thoroughly.
And did anyone give you permission?
Yes.
Who?
The defendant.
And what did you find in the Volvo?
In the Volvo was a receipt and a cell phone.
And did you ask the defendant about the cell phone?
Yes.
And what did he say about the cell phone?
It was the eldest son's cell phone.
And the receipt, where was the receipt from?
Lowe's.
Was there a date on it?
January 4th.
And do you know which Lowe's?
Weymouth Lowe's.
Now, on January 5th, besides this interview that's recorded, did you have any other conversations with Mr. Walsh?
Yes, we spoke on the phone a few times earlier that day.
Well, let me ask you, when was the first time you spoke to him that day?
Just before 9 a.m. on that Thursday.
And do you remember the substance of that conversation?
I just let him know that we were working on the investigation and we would be in touch.
And when was the next time you spoke to him?
About 3:45 p.m.
And what did you talk about in that conversation?
I had called him and left a message. You called right back. And he asked about media and a PR person. And I had asked about if Anna carried large sums of cash on her. And he said, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What did he ask about a PR person?
He asked if he should get a PR person or talk to the media.
What did you say?
I said that he's free to talk to the media, although I don't recommend it.
Now, how long were you at the Walsh residence that night with the state police?
About 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
And what did you do after you left the Walsh residence?
We all went back to the Cohasset Police Station.
What did you do at the Cohasset Police Station?
We began digging into the financial institutions, but given the hour, they were closed and it was tough to get a hold of any record keepers.
So I take it now we're getting into January 6th.
Yes.
What did you do on January 6th as far as this investigation?
A large-scale search ensued. We brought in command posts, and we established a staging area.
Who brought in command posts?
The Metrolec command post was present and the Mass State Police command post.
Where were they set up?
Behind Stop and Shop at 400 Chief Justice Cushing Highway.
And how was the large-scale search done of the area?
There were canines. There was the Metro search and rescue team and the State Police CERT team conducting an area search of that wooded area.
Now, was anything recovered in that search?
No.
Sir, what was done to try and find surveillance video in that area?
Neighborhood canvases were conducted.
How'd you do that?
We requested assistance from neighboring agencies, their detectives, to come in. We'd pair a detective with a trooper, and they go around checking residents and businesses for any sort of security footage.
What was done as far as press conferences on the 6th?
My chief, Chief Quigley, gave a press conference on that Friday.
Now, did you have the opportunity to speak to any people as far as witnesses on the 6th?
Yes.
Who'd you speak to?
Jem Mutlu.
And where did that conversation take place?
The Cohasset Police Station.
And who was with you when that conversation took place?
Trooper DeChico.
And that day on the 6th, what was done as far as obtaining any digital devices from the defendant?
We collected on consent some digital devices.
And who went there to get those? Did you know?
Lieutenant Fanning.
From what department?
Mass State Police.
And now, sir, when is it the next time you had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh after the interview on the 5th?
I spoke to him on the phone Friday.
The 6th?
Yes.
And after that conversation, did you ever speak to him again?
Saturday.
Saturday. And where did that conversation take place?
At the same dining room table in his home.
And who was present for that conversation?
Myself, Trooper DeChico, Trooper Proctor, Attorney Minor, and the defendant.
And about what time did that conversation begin on the 6th?
About 2 p.m.
Was anything returned to him on the 6th?
The digital devices that we had on consent.
And were you present for that?
Yes.
Now, have you had the opportunity to review the statement from January 7th?
Yes.
And does it fairly and accurately reflect the defendant's statements?
It does.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would seek to have marked as Exhibit 55, the next slide that has the interview from January 6th.
Any new objections?
Same objection.
All right. They're acknowledged. The audio from 1723 is now marked in evidence as Exhibit 55.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, may I begin playing Exhibit 55?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman?
The recorder is on. It is 1352 of 2023. My name is Citizen Schmidt. I'm a detective with Cohasset Police. Present is
Dave DeChico, DICICCO,
Trooper Proctor, PROCTOR, Detective from Norfolk County, Division Office.
Okay. Tracy Minor, attorney for Brian Walsh.
And I'm Brian Walsh.
Thank you.
Only the point that I get a cut of the copy of the
report. Absolutely.
Not a problem. We were just talking about the open email and passwords that on the staying on that topic. What? Let's just kind of go through the ball. There's a few things that we know about. There's an OBS cell phone. Within that cell, applications that you came up now will apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And is that generated a separate phone number, or is that just
So she's used WhatsApp as well. But Viber is that she gets in touch with her sister mostly. And she used it a lot when she was in Belgrade.
Did she have a page of that form that she had a secondary telephone number? Did she make any calls from
Instagram? She might use Instagram. I don't know much about that. And that the iMessenger stuff has been people calling her on that. It's been coming on my phone over the last week, so.
And password for
those are the mostly passwords that really use the stuff to banking, so I don't know if she uses it for that or not.
Pay over at his capital fee, local devoted department, and wonderful solid sign of people.
Right. She usually uses that for her accounts that a viewer gets along and get me on. So, like the credit cards. So, I made these bank accounts, I don't really look at the bank accounts, but Netflix and things like that.
So, back to you, any other level of communication? For Facebook,
I don't think I have access to that. She urged me to put in my phone is what I have, but Facebook, Instagram, lighting, email, text, and phone calls. Right, so that mode would be something.
With regard to the financials, we've talked about the games of the five banking institutions that you guys use. Sorry, my friend. Fidelity, there's Apple Credit Union, Longlands.
Liberty Bank is a credit union or something. And then there's a, if one of their locations right here in the middle.
Okay.
Or is that a credit union in Virginia?
Is it Liberty Day or Liberty Bank?
Liberty Bank.
Okay.
I think she recently opened the account to DC.
I think she's using that credit union.
Yeah.
What if
I had a credit card from Capital One.
And she didn't have access to
it. That's without her, no.
Alright, let's do the. Anything else we need?
The money that was moved from sale to house to the at escrow at 1031 exchange.
Yeah.
I think so. What else? I mean,
when was that on your account in escrow? Something back to that move.
Yeah.
I think you said, $250,000?
Yeah, so $200,000.
And is that those proceeds considered in the industry?
That's all one kid, yeah.
I don't know. And what is probably that stands?
Well, there wasn't anything chosen yet. There was possibilities of multiple work, but there's also, talking about something here in Massachusetts. Okay. But Baltimore, I think, is the main
focus. Yeah, you guys have it.
No, there wasn't nothing.
And, you have a couple other properties in there.
And two in the lane that I'm prepared.
And the other assets?
There's the was in Belgrade. There's a ton of there that are probably small bank account that hurt another fan.
Is the condo in right in her neighbors or not?
It's in small arms there. Then he has a piece of property across, home with sister on there. There's a piece of property across from the condo that her and her sister inherited from her father. And then there's her, there's not like an international, but then there's the country house. which is about 45 minutes out of Belgrade. That's a mother's name. Okay, I was never in the father's name.
These are all DS, if we talk about them, you are still a little blind.
Correct? Well, everything's about his name.
Well, yeah, the house name, but sorry. It's been enough.
Is there any business beyond
selling the teams?
She was doing something like that, and I left her zero information about it. Can you talk about everything, you know, when she was looking for the dogs, looking for the car, all these things?
There, he was fine. Obviously, inspiring and was
Let's company. Yeah, it's a toxic good training company, and that's a new company that we're working on. So that's what I do, watching the kids if they're ill still. So, that's my main focus, and then I'm building it up over the last 2 years. It's on the ground running. It's not a problem yet, but we're going to catch the positive. That was good. Training, yeah, human based cybersecurity training. Work with a psychologist or a workplace psychologist who's my business partner as well, and we come in and train high-functioning teams like yourself in multi-team systems, and now you're reaching out to all sorts of different teams, and the ability to work cohesively with another high-functioning team is very important, especially for cybersecurity and for cybersecurity breaks. So, and it's all about incident response.
Maybe your break of losses with that?
No, not at all. No, in fact, we're looking to close a large big government. We have possibilities, and we've necessarily recoup that and actually say that you would use that line for prostitution. Yes.
What was the investment with security?
Yeah, I can actually remember the exact numbers on that. I guess it would be 95, so was it 80,000 over 2 years?
Yes, on track.
We have a government contract now that's going to pay us 40,000 this year, and it's a five, it's for over 5 years, so things go well, and then we're going to close in the UK deals, and once that happens, it would be cash flow positive. Both, my partner's not giving a solid exam of those yet, though. So.
Partner in the trade and government business.
He's invested his own
money.
No. I'm not partners now. I'm just doing
use. Yes,
yeah, I was a support system friend for him, and we're friends. I saw opportunity during the pandemic. Things have really cooled off in that market, and that's why I'm moving to unwind, and hopefully he will go with he got with one of his partners, and now he and someone else are going to run it themselves, where they're bringing on a couple other people. He's invested over 100,000. From a business, and he hasn't taken any money or salary for the last 18 months, and he's looking to make another investment in the business possibly. Oh yeah, neither did I. They have some boxes like $10,000. It's kind of insane.
So it's a plank where you need a partner, you need a partner, so is that how you're going to put your business?
But he is bringing on someone who's got a huge amount of inventory, which is what they do now, and that's been off the sale of that. I could have been putting money there for
it. What is the time table for that to be resolved? What's going on?
We don't have a tape.
That's not all.
I have been pressing to get as much paid as possible as soon as possible. But we don't have any deadlines.
So please make case.
I would like as much restitution as possible to be paid prior to sentencing.
Yeah.
At sentencing, whatever money has not yet been paid, you will have a time period to pay it. That's on probation. It's usually 3 to 5 years. Typical.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always beneficial everybody to get your benefit, to pay on things as quickly as possible. So that's always my goal, but there's no timetable in hopes.
What's the goal of the restitution? That's
about $450,000 to $50,000.
Well, we've already paid that. We're close to $1,000.
How many had that much?
What's on the plan?
It's a little complicated because Brighton's mother had a bail money of $75,000 that she has pledged towards restitution. So once he said it's get that back, but she's not getting it back, it's going towards restitution. And I think we've made.
Well, that was still said. So $165,000. Yeah. And there's, yeah, and there's, right, just so you know, Anna's main thing was like, what would we go to D.C.? And the reason why I couldn't was because it's not resolved. She was like, well, you're coming to D.C., and we'll just pick it. You know, and I was like, it doesn't exactly work that way. So,
the monitoring that they've been on me is, if you believe that sense, and
so supposedly, it would have been approved in October. I went down at the last town and got here. I opened up at the local bank. It's a bank in Massachusetts. And I thought I was late, I'll have a personal account there. All I ever need. All the restitution money went in, and I took so I put it all in there and wrote the check out. So that was the whole point of that. But I never did anything with that account. No access. No access. Well, I never did anything close to
possibility that she had an account that you didn't know about?
That's correct. It would surprise me. Yeah, it definitely would surprise me, but, it's possible. But you got the JetBlue card, you told me she was getting it, so.
Going back just to the other, just the key thing that sounds to be a possibility that you have to use your password to trip your blues?
Possible.
Possible.
Yeah. So on the table.
Of 6 months.
Yeah.
But that has not, that's all been under suspense because of this.
So that's also definitely
the door. Because, it's one thing if I'm going to take care of the dips since they got under 6 months.
Yeah.
It's young lady.
But also, Anna and my mother both lost their minds if they were not having it, so.
That can mean.
Well, after all of this, because, we've been apart for so long, so then why do you do all this? Why do we struggle this much? I mean, the cost of this house and running to the townhouse and all the traveling and not being together. She was, I don't remember being married, so when I talked to her about it.
You had discussed the plan for the kids if you want to go, say you were going for 6 months on here.
We discussed the plan of the kids going to D.C. without me.
Yeah.
And we discussed that on September 1st because we only got this house for 6 months.
Yeah.
I had said maybe that's not a good idea. I don't know how long I will go to see you or the children. And you'll be all by yourself. There won't be a room of male support. But we decided another 6 months here until March 1st. Now, as we had a difficult holiday season because of you know, while they're seeing each other and while there's illness and they're going to go to Belgrade, take a vacation there, not here. I said, maybe it's time to send the kids in a small place and you help us figure it out. And she said, well, let's discuss it. We're supposed to discuss it, you know, for the good year. And especially after the news that Tracy gave us a few days before. And also, what was Tracy going to say about taking the kids and I tried to bring the kids. And I said, but I also said, you're exhausted without the kids. Think about what that's going to be like. You know, I have three boys at the house and we're all the way home. So there was a lot at the meetings. He's not stressed with that.
Yeah, that's a big life change. So what, WD on the way in DC?
We were thinking of moving Robin. Robin is relatively new. We asked her if that would work out. When she was in Serbia, she asked a few people if she would fly them at baby. Her mother and my mother can no longer support the kids. They're just not in shape. They were a few years ago, and now it's just not possible. She's like, with my mother, and how's your mother? Look, like, she can't wear it.
Two kitchens.
Yeah. Over. Well, I mean, they were watching. Her mother did help us a few years ago with two, but it just wasn't possible anymore. So, especially after her mother worked again last year. So,
how did that conversation, like, where did that pass?
Well, I left a message for her, and I was going to get more information from Tracy. And as I speak to Anna, and I thought I'll just speak to my mother about it too. But she won't have a huge investment. I think we decided that that's where the thing was.
So I'd like to go back to the first thing. Here. We really need to find out what we did that day. Yeah, we're trying on for you. I know that the previous couple interviews helped us that and I thought to be wrong about the fix and to go up with 7:30.
We have 11:07.
7:30 for breakfast.
Why don't we just start that, when you got out of the bed, because Brian wakes up, and then I came down, I didn't change in Brian, because I didn't know that living room. Sometimes, like I said, closer in the morning, always, and then William was still sleeping in his room at the time, and Brian was up. Brian likes to come down the stairs himself, so I got down, and then Thomas turned on the couch. They started going, you go to work? And he's like, yeah, I already know, say goodbye. He's like, all right, next joke's time. So Brian came down, I made the breakfast, and, I cleaned up after some of the stuff from last night's dinner. I did up the, I was the dishwasher and that stuff. And then I went up to get William and bring him down for breakfast. So then we had the breakfast, which is that kids love to touch tips on days off. And then was a coconut melon, was I think what I put on for the kids. I think that's what it's called. So there was that. The kids had their iPads 2 years ago. There was a lot of new toys that we were playing with. So that was most of the morning. I went to phone at the time. I think I emailed, I met you two officers and I. So Zach and Daniel, who are everybody's been working, we're all in contact every day, so I wanted to know that the phone was working in case something was coming across to let them know that I can only get emails. And my father. So those were three emails I sent out. I was going to send out more, but I just didn't have time for it. I think it won't show up. So, Robin came in, the kids were excited to see Robin. And then, I got ready. I hadn't gotten ready at all. I showered and everything like that. So, and I had time from 3 to 9 to leave the house. It was to go to my mother. But I had to go out and get the milk and the juice and some other things. So mainly the milk was the reason why I went to Shaw's. And then I came back and set that up. So I left at 4:30, 3:00. And then I drove up and saw my mother, and then a couple of errands, CVS and Whole Foods is the main things that, I didn't ever, talk to her, the usual stuff, made sure everything was doing well. And then I drove back. That was the main day. I got back, to eat or something like that.
In your house the rest of the night?
Yeah, that's it. So my times are pretty straight. So, I'm 100% compliant on this.
Right. So when first off, John?
Yeah, I will ask for three. I might have gone to Long Range and played. Yeah, I might have had some baseball cards for like Thomas or something like that. I only know about it because of the Fresh Bulls. Barnes and Noble is placing baseball cards too.
So you don't often go to Long
Range? I do go to Long Range a lot when I'm next to Thomas. Yeah, so I don't recall. I was pretty focused on making sure that it was
okay. So then after that, why your beer?
Oh, I just, left the stuff in the fridge and, basically told Rob that I was heading out, checked on the boys and things like that. And then I was, gone.
And, back to Rack, huh?
Yes, sir.
And when was that put down this week?
3:30 is there, that's right.
If you're up there, is it?
Swamp's got there, Swamp's.
Your condo.
What?
Your
condo's on the
yes, sir. And that's project with the thing down in Swamp's Rock?
It's that something called The Landing. It's like a apartment complex or something.
What man is it?
1320.
So, if you have your thoughts, what moves did you have on her?
It was a little difficult because I got lost when I didn't have that one for GPS.
Okay.
So it took a bit long. I went the wrong way and then I came probably I noticed it was about 1:01 and then we came across at 114 or something and then to get up to what's it called? The Swamp's Gun.
So it took longer than normal.
It took longer than normal, yeah.
How long do you estimate it to get there?
I don't know. I mean, with no traffic, you can make it in, maybe 60, 70 minutes. But I probably took, I took over a little bit over 90 minutes, maybe. So I was probably there, there before 6. After 5:30.
Okay. Wow. What do you think about
lost? I went on one and said, well, on 1A. I kept driving further than I had to.
Alright. And what did you do after mom's on?
She didn't know that I was coming because I'm on my call in advance. So, it took a while to get in. She's like, who is it? She's always, she's like, I'm like, it's your son, supposed to be here. She's like, you didn't call. I said, I don't call. And she opened the door and then I came in. We just talked, for a few minutes. I told her what was going on and then, discussed, if she, I forget if I brought stuff at the time or one of the things I didn't went back out and brought some stuff from my a couple I forget what it is, but one of the points of foods that she likes that I think Max nailed it. And that's a couple of things from CVS. She likes clean pads is usually she can't have gloves and clean pads and things like that since the pandemic.
Okay. So well that's long to look at CVS and give us what we want to get.
And there's just in that area, that small spot area.
The Whole Foods is there?
Yes.
And you want food?
Not that I come in and really stop. Sometimes I'm going to stop and shop or, is it Homebridge? I don't know about this time there.
You're probably going to stop and shop for the Whole
Foods. Well, they have the food. Also, the food for the dog is 25% more expensive at Whole Foods than it is at stop and shop. So, Yeah, so there are times where I would be able to get stuff, and obviously you have market basket and things like that. So
grocery is not for your mom.
Just a little bit, yeah. She does not require beef for that, so.
And patronize smackly so you have the food you wanna work.
Yeah, just a little bit with the small things and, what's going on. And she actually, we even discussed, what Tracy had said. She's like, well, I'm supposed to be said it would be a see family is one of the takeaways. I was definitely very hard.
What's more fun on the ultimately difficulty seat?
Yes, she's coming with us. She's going to live in a separate residence. She's independent, but much closer right now. Her family struggling because she's been far away, and she's like, I'm not moving, especially after the pandemic, and I'm totally not moving temporarily. So that's why she didn't move down. She was about to move back to Alaska. But until I know where you guys are, it's not happening. So I get that. That makes sense, yes. We were going to bring her to, what's the place, and hang out with the landmark? And,
I don't live down
here. Should be out. There you go. Thanks. Yeah, I thought that would be good for her. And close enough.
Okay, so you guys live there. Apologies, you stopping on the way home?
No.
I'm gas for oil.
Oh. I don't think so.
Okay.
Just the last thing. I'm sorry. I think they're going to call it to check. I don't think they're going to gas.
You want to get in the gas card first?
Yeah, I was about to say you can stop a credit card. So if I get your loss, I know. I use a free card. Yeah, it's basically done.
That because then the half that was 12.
That's a joint account, the Chase of Castle account. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the slot start, down the humble at the bean, and then she would have to put that with Betty, one of them, and then put that with Betty.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it does sound all right.
And you don't know whoever, it has an inscription. You'll find it in the world.
Right.
And what is that done? Is that done with one of these?
No. So with Marlady, every Thursday I send her email. If you go through my emails, you can come on. You can look through all of those. And I say, so these are the requests for the week. This is what I'll be doing at this time. May I have permission to take, to school or whatever it is. Now, there are some other things that are constant, like taking the kids to school is all set up, right? So I have things from running Friday and stuff like that. So those I don't make requests for. They could be other things, like I have to see Tracy in person, or see my program lawyer, or my mother, or take the kids to a game that's not. I make those requests in advance. If anything changes, I am able to ask about changes. They're supposed to be 72 hours in advance. So same day would have to be an emergency situation.
I think the particular trip that on Sunday in response to the description said mom's off.
Yes. So I was supposed to take she was having cataract surgery. So she was coming over. Let me see what happened. So she was going to come over, and I went and I picked her up, and I brought her back to the house. So she was so let me show you that. We went on the 20th or something, or the 21st for surgery. At that point, she couldn't do a lot, so she was at the house here to take care of her. Then I drove her up. Set her up at her place so that she could be comfortable away from the kids. She's unable to stay there for extended days of time. Also, so that she likes to leave John and I can have time alone as well. Then I went to pick her out and brought her back, and then she was going to stay until first. She left early, and I said, "I'll come up." And she's like, "I have everything." I said, "Okay, I'm all set for Sunday, I'll come up and make sure you're all set for the week so that we're all, you know, everything's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. So we didn't know how fast she recovered much better from this cataract surgery than the first one. So I went up to support her and set her up for health so that she made sure she had everything.
So the plane you did drop off on about her was what's that?
No, her car was here because we brought a car in before surgery. And then she's like, I can drive, I'm fine. She left on Thursday.
Okay. So, you're planning Monday?
I think I don't believe my dad's scheduled time on Monday. I guess I did have a little bit of time to do things with the boys. There's always a school that they didn't have it, so I took the photos for I would have been down for ice cream or something like that. So, you know, to mix it up a little bit. What was the other thing? I think that was it. It was the only time I left. I don't remember the new morning.
Wow. So I just said, Thomas,
I think we're sitting here a little for a while. I don't remember. I think I had her call pretty early because Anna had left. And at the time, I didn't have the phone. And if you look at the text messages, she's like, so when she left on Sunday, I said, hey, can you go on Monday? I'm all by myself with the boys. I don't know what's happening on the phone. She said, sure. But she texted me and said, well, it was 9 okay. So I was getting in touch with her. We didn't have the phone at the time. But I said, yeah, that's when she went out and went to all the garbage in the middle of the day looking for the phone.
There was
a speaker and then there was the coffee grinder. I was like, that was kind of weird.
What kind of speaker was
it? I don't know. It's something that Anna had gotten, but when once it was clean, it didn't work anymore, so it all went back in. But I appreciate your Robin bringing it up. Yeah.
Okay, so
you were going once on Monday. Yeah, that was good. I think, usually I never get a treat with their father. So I have one on Tim. William might also like it, so I'm trying to mix it up. I don't have an issue with it.
It's good.
I knew it was over in Hagan. It's good.
Yeah.
What do you got, man? I think, is that what we wanted? We wanted to go somewhere. It was like, I was asking him somewhere else. I think we wanted to go to Press. You know, we wanted to go to Press. Which is the, is that place? Press is in Warwell or something like that. No, it's actually, it's an ugly place where he thinks he's getting a chocolate milkshake, but it's just a chocolate banana. I don't know. He figured that he's like, this. He's found it to be tasty, so I was like, well, I'd like to let him know his face.
So, for Monday, I mean, at what point do you really start to
nervous? My God. Yeah, when I had the phone, once I got the phone, she was getting in touch with me. I was like, well, this is like, that was weird. And we're over time, basically. So, I don't get it all the time. So, the week ago or so before, we had the same situation. Yeah, for Christmas and everything. So, I didn't want to freak out at that point. So, I was like, you know what? Let me see what happens in the morning. And then that's when all the texts started coming. I was like at 6, I wake up pretty early. So I texted her. I was like, what's going on? That's when I got in touch with Alyssa. And she told me to calm down. And my mother told me to calm down. And Sandra, her sister, was like, I was wondering if 1231. No one seemed to worry. And I was like, maybe I'm being insane. I almost called work. Last time, and Anna's like, not embarrassed at work. And my husband's calling around for me. So I was going to call on a Tuesday, but I didn't. And I should have. And then I didn't hear from her. And then on Wednesday morning, that's when I called on. I started calling the line. I don't have a number of someone at work, I realized, too. So So I called, I called Mazda Building, but Crossing Building, I called Jeff Chan, and his number, while I was looking through that number, I am not in touch with me and said, hi, is what's going on? And I was like, here's Brian Law, Donald's husband. Oh, thank you, sir. Is she gay? I was like, is there a problem? I was like, not if she's at work. And that's when everything, that's when it's all. Wednesday morning. That was Wednesday morning.
But you started on Monday. Tuesday.
Everyone's telling me to call back. And I was just called work, and the whole thing was like, don't worry, sir, at work. You know, that's why I kept texting. Where are you? I emailed her. I said, see me, Jack.
Alexandra.
Alexandra's sister. So she's got, her name is Alexandra, but Anna has all sorts of different names for her. Alex, Sally, Sally, so all sorts of, so she's got a bigger name. That's Anna's sister.
I saw you favorite
the Bible, yeah.
And on the fourth, one story, you'd already opened it on.
Yeah.
But then he starts talking about greed.
So I heard a way to call them, because I was every time I was talking to, petition spy people, and the guy Huey was there to get everything in motion. He's the one that said, I'll call DC. And he met them, and he's the one that called Cohasset to get everything going, because he's, ex Secret Service and everything. So, I mean, if I asked, basically, I was going to do it myself, and he's like, what do you need? And that's the human resource officer, Teresa, who immediately got me, who called me. He's like, actually, I'm driving over now. I'm going to tune you in with Huey, so I'm like, okay. Because I've never filed a missing person report or anything like that. She said, we have support for you. But there was no delay by doing that. In fact, actually, I think it's happened a lot quicker.
Well, I think things happened pretty quickly after
you jumped in. Right. 100%. Greg, I mean, he came over and he got the information down there. He came over again. And then Huey called me. Greg gave me his person's report. What was Huey giving? It's a
name
for it.
Name Richard Walker? No. Is that? I've lost him because he knows the TV, but the police said to me, I was lost because yeah, but. Yes,
look. Hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Ryan's mother.
Yeah.
I'd like to offer a divorce.
Yeah, and I will, quite a few people, and I think, that was what was, And everything will leave, I had a lot more time wasting.
Exactly. Instead of focusing. Anyway, she wanted me to be
there. So, she's supposed to be about it, I said, Tracy, so.
I wonder if she won a lot before her divorce.
But she'll offer it. I feel awful warm, love right here.
That's what you want, sister.
Since we're here, that's a starting
point. Yeah, that's before.
But before we do anything, we're getting approval.
No, it's important that we're still
speaking with the state, public announcements on there, all in and off.
Right, we don't want to do anything.
No, we're
going to impede the address.
Yeah,
no, we're working in alignment with you. That's our focus.
When I called you that next day, about the new year, all you people off, and the fire extent, it's kind of long since.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's only created more stress.
It's one along the same team.
Yeah.
The event has their own.
Yeah, right. So, and that's why we brought Tracy's here to, basically a cool band. Time for the residents are not operating really very well. And also to, help protect her for, my other people back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get a lot of
noise from
leaks
from that area.
Do you have any other names?
No, I saw something that I was just about home. Over here.
Well, do you have any other information?
No, not right now. All right. Obviously,
Is he an Uber driver or a Lyft driver?
That's your blocker?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you don't even know if he exists?
Oh, well. I'm asking.
Why don't I ask that? Anna had his regular, I don't know if he's looked at Uber, but said that if someone out here, they get recognized. Like, is it the same person?
Oh, really?
They will come out. I mean, I guess it's not a lot. He's not at a high.
Sure.
So two or three, I don't know how many times, but I know that the person's name. No, just that he was very nice and,
we won't get that deep.
No, I didn't get any info. I didn't think about it. But I know that she, normally you never see her look like it twice, and I think she saw it at least twice, if not more.
Some people,
Right. I don't know if that ever, yeah, I asked her doing that at the time when I asked, it was a while ago, I just like that. So, I said, are you going to just hire him directly? She had said no. So that's when we left him. That was a month ago or 2 months ago or something.
What's your service look like?
I'm pretty sure it could be Lyft. I never, she was running both of the apps and seeing what the pricing was always. I don't know how she usually gives this little stuff. Whatever was available, she was even very early in the morning on the acid. So there were days when I was awake early on and she was worried about if she was going to make it to the airport because you couldn't get anyone. Or they'd be 30 minutes out.
Obviously, without missing the public and that people are going to have their suspicions about you. What's your sure. Something hot?
Tracy is preparing for that.
Yeah.
We know that's not lost on you, but
it's important to hire out of the timeline. Well, then, suspicions are ready.
Sure, why?
That's part of the reason. The timeline.
And but we also like to be a
So, far as the trip on Sunday, the first Sunday I left the house, was those jobs.
Yes.
And the woman who
wants to be awesome.
Back here, at that outputs from.
Right.
If you haven't been up there,
it's Route 1.
So, from here, that's in the need again. Yeah, that's your side.
I go right, and then I drive over to, I get over to the, right, so I take the left and go through all that. Then I get up onto, it's 93, or something like that, and then I go get to Boston, and through Boston, and then, one, I guess it's the one anyway, so one somehow, because I've got so used to one. Having directions, right? Or having directions, not having directions, but it's just, And then I found myself further up than I should have, and I came across.
At any point did you go?
Yeah. Do you ever flip the ship? There's a ship on the north side, the shore. So you're on Route 1, there's a ship, Christmas tree store used to be, I think on the right. Yeah, so I think I've gone too far. And I don't know how to use that GPS to roll up, and I'm going to use it.
Okay, so have you gone around, or you
on? No, I looked around, and I think I took 114. I'm not sure, I just took a right, because I knew that I knew my mother was here, and I was like, here, I need to cross. I think so, yeah, that's, I can remember that.
And that brings you over what?
I think brings you over to Lynn. Well, from there, I snaked around, and then got to
have a wiring up to Small Sky.
You said your condo balloon to kick them off?
No, I just don't know what today.
So those occupied rooms?
They're both occupied. Yes. You're welcome to, I'm here to talk to the tenants and we'll be able to get them for that.
Okay, so you got the room in and you go direct to the public?
Yes.
That can be, how long did you think you need?
Not long, just to, it's a good question. A little time, about 16 minutes.
Okay, so you estimate some people have 90 minutes to get through this, right?
Something about that, yeah. It's also, about 4, so I should be out of there by 6. By 6, or around that 6 o'clock time.
People are running out?
Yeah, when the errand, and I got back, and I was there a bit longer, and then, back home.
Yeah. Again, the errand for it. Hopefully.
Is it the end there?
Yeah. And,
Guys, it turns into the whole stupid, and then CVS uses the wipes, the alcoholic wipes, and stuff like that.
And don't go
into. Did you not say that? I might have done gas, I don't know, I have to check.
And,
I was adding up being there for New Year's, and she's like, "Okay, I'll take some." I said, "Yeah, it's going to be a great night." And then she's like, "Robin, a pound." I said, "Yes, I got to get back." And she came late. And I still, I don't have my phone, so there wasn't really able to come back. She didn't have her phone, so there's a lot of discussion about that, and then me getting to see with the kids. She's like, "I can't wait this whole night too long," and that was pretty much it. And now a lot of the surgeries are done now up here too. So, it's a good thing. She was like, it's a good time. So I've done the cat surgery, all of my, my checkups for my lungs. So it's a good time to go.
She did that surgery in the lung.
That's like, where's Anna? And I said, she had to go for work. And then she's like, well, just work the all the time. And I said, yeah. Last time, on December 24th, when she worked up until 7 p.m. and then she was flat out, there was a, I was like, what's going on? And she gave me, asking a lot of questions. I didn't know what's going on. I was like, it seems really odd if you have to work like so late on December 24th. And she said, so I was going to take care of it. And then, I was like, all right, so I didn't want to get into it, especially she was obviously hesitant to tell me that she wasn't real stable all the time. So I didn't want to, we had a great night. So I was like, okay, well. And then she also said, I'm going to have more time to work with the King Day, 4 or 5 days. Deliver is saying that she may, it's going to work out. I'm behind. She got sick after coming out for Christmas, so I guess she... and work from home on Tuesday, and she felt like behind for the year. So it could have been that she was wanting to get ahead, but she said that there was something that was important that she had to be at. I haven't told you the stories that they got in my head, but there's no basis other than what I thought it might be. But I thought something at the Mazda building. That's where she was till 7 p.m. On the 24th of December. In the morning, she sent me, if you look at the text, she's like, there's leaks. Like at 8 a.m. on that, there's a dry sewer. Something must have gone on over there. And she's supposed to live right next door. So the fact that she's here and not right next door, so I might, call her and say something like that, she'd be like, well, I have to get over there. Like, she was always busy on the phone instead of going on, so. Well, she lives, our townhouse is right next to the Mazda building. So she can walk over, right? So the fact that she's always here doesn't get, I don't know. I mean, again, this is all of my conjecture. Like, she's like, well, if we were at the townhouse and someone went on to the Mazda building on New Year's Day or any time, she could get out, walk over, deal with it, and come right back.
No, it says that she manages all the people and stuff there. So, and she's it's an in-person job. It's not something like that she does on the phone and stuff like that. So, that was something that came, that's in my head, yeah.
Why did you want to have him to like that? Go back to work?
Because lost a lot of time over the holiday season.
When did she actually tell you that
she did? She alluded to it when she arrived on Friday, and she was busy on Saturday saying that, she was running, things were running behind. And then she basically sent her to the back. She kept her back to the back early. Don't have to jam that to say, I'm going to go back tomorrow. Right. In the morning. And I was like, well, that's somewhat surprising, but considering like the Thanksgiving schedule, the last 2 months wasn't surprising because she was supposed to be here for Thanksgiving, that got canceled. And then when she came back on December 6th, she was supposed to be here for 5 days, which is only good for a few hours. She was supposed to be here for Christmas, New Year, Christmas Eve, and all of that. And then that got compressed, and then she drove up, so she's only here from 8 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 26th. So all of that became a pattern that we were getting compressed on our schedules. That did also do the flight. I'm sorry about
that. So just, go ahead.
Playing on, of course, the works of Lego Field seem hard to be.
Yes. I was complaining about it. That was the best way to execute.
Why didn't
I don't think so. I just was like, I said, well, this is working at that time. I guess they made a decision to get all this stuff out of there early. And I could see that, corporate style. And she did say, hey, the 24th is a working day in retail building. And that was true.
What was her title?
She was the regional general manager.
Hopefully, a problem with her in one of these buildings is finding 800 acres.
There's GMs, yeah, definitely. But she.
Oh, they could.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, absolutely. Crossing did not have a GM for a long time. So she was the GM over there. That guy Graham called me. He's the new GM. And then Mazza was kind of her project because he was closing. So she was very hands-on over there. For the other buildings, it was less talked about the other buildings.
Mm-hmm. It just so I put on the timeline. She had a flight Christmas morning. She worked late Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Okay. When did she actually show up? Christmas first.
In Glover, Christmas? Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day,
yes.
8 p.m.
Yes.
And you close right through.
Yes. Well, she missed her. The flight was canceled. There was like, they're canceled, and they're like, maybe we can get you out. That's when the whole storm came. And then she just got the call and said, I'm drive. And I was like, no, go, get rest. It might have been better, but, that's, it's very her. That is her for, like, all out, all the time.
Okay, so 8 p.m. on Christmas. Say, Paulie.
Yeah. Careful.
Yeah, he said he was just a high-level IP in G-Rack, but it's a little bit actually having a sheriff or a cabin. Suspect there is
no student. No, not when we're married. I mean, like, the little dating negative people, it was a bit different, but, like, in the last, 7 or 9 years, now I've been talking with three kids, where, after I was arrested, I remember writing her notes, and I said, but this might not be the life I promised you. If you want to leave, I understand. She said, no, let's do it together. And, we're focused on our relationship and the kids. And it's more than just us. It's children, too. So I really couldn't imagine that. She was very focused on work and family. It would be totally like outside of her, value system.
So how would you react if you told me that? So,
angry or
so good, but not good.
I'm sad. Yeah, my first information would be like, we're gonna need this divorce. Yeah, I would, I wouldn't even expect something like that to happen. But if she said, again, the story I've been given is that she's like, I'm living with somebody else, not like I'm sleeping with someone. I wouldn't even. Well, I mean, I assume that if something like that happens, you'd say, I'm leaving you for someone else, you know, not like, oh, I'm not going to fail. It would be kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, she's certainly very direct, but when we always have these conversations, like I said, I know it's been tough being separated, she's like, yeah, you have to get to, but her whole thing is like, you and the kids get to DC as quickly as possible. That is not someone who's like coming to care. We've had conversations about struggles that they're having big part, and she was like, you have to get to really good after the idea as soon as possible. Not, you know, there was nothing other than that. That was always her main focus.
Is it biking all
of you? Yeah, there was certainly difficult, but, you know, we did see each other enough, and that we're able to be intimate, on a regular basis. Not the same as if you're living with someone, but in some ways, we took advantage of the time more than had we been together. And we're able to bring that up. She said, well, you know, I'm here, like, you definitely make that priority. Whereas when we were together, you know, well, we're always waiting on the night that you can't. So that was something that we discussed. But she didn't like this house, so it was another thing. He's always playing like one of my ball TV's rentals. But her having an affair, I just like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Also, where's the time? She was exhausted. She was always flying. At every moment, she was flying here or working. I mean, sure. I mean, anything's possible. It just sounds. All of the scenarios seem improbable, certainly that does too, but maybe I don't see it in one way. And then who would be with her? It's like, I have to be now.
He's working where she's gone. There's not anyone there. Sure, pick up on
Yeah, pick up and leaving was not common. Word emergencies were, maybe the word emergency is being misused, but, upticks are something that, you know, like an outlier. There was a time the FBI, you know, hit the crossing building. She was always said she was like anything over there. Then what I got the leaks at Mazda, TJ Maxx wanted to leave Mazda, like these things that came up that, like, were the collecting of her daily work were things that, you know, we talked about all the time, and that it was, you know, a huge pressure for her, and she didn't have all the personnel in place.
Gotcha. So backtrack on something you said. She came home December 5th or early December, you said, and she was supposed to stay for 5 days.
Yeah.
She came home for a few hours. It was kind of...
Yeah, so basically, I guess it was the same thing. She was going to come in on, like, my body was like that earlier, thank you. She was gone. I guess she came on the 7th, which is a Wednesday. And she had left on the 23rd. So 2 weeks in Belgrade. She was going to stay and leave on Monday the 12th. And then she told me she had to leave on the 8th. So that's how I'm starting to get used to it. I was like, wow, that's tough. I was upset. I mean, 2 weeks, you know, Belgrade, one day a year. You know, it's like, you know, need more than that, so.
You are? Would it be an appropriate time now, would you notice?
No, pick a time now.
Thank you.
The jurors, thank you for your attention today, and I know from first-hand experience, and now you do too, how tiring it can be just sitting all day. Think about that. Some fresh air, and you can either at lunch, you can get home, you can
helps from my experience.
There's, I'll leave you today reminding you of the four obligations that you have and that I expect to know you will be obedient to them. First, don't do any research about this case. Don't speak to anyone about this case. Don't access any social media or news media, and continue to have open minds and interview of sponges in the jury box, taking in all of the information that's provided to you during the trial. Have a good night. But before you leave, don't think I'm oblivious to the fact that we're getting the first snowstorm. I've lived here now a lot of years, and so I hate to say this out loud, but I will anyway. I don't have a great confidence in, as it is such a complicated business, but the meteorologist are predicting. I did ask my clerk to check earlier this afternoon, sometime between 2 and 4. It sounds like they're downgrading the expectations. But I don't want you to think your safety and your security is a priority to me, as is everybody that works here. So I'll be thinking about that tomorrow, and if it's appropriate to let you go earlier, I will if the forecast changes. Well, I don't want to jinx this. So I'll leave it there. Just have a good night. And again, thanks for your attention today.
All right, to the court, please. Jurors, go to your notebooks. Leave them on the chairs. Follow me.
What is the plan for day two?
Your Honor, we have approximately 40 more minutes of interviews, but I believe I have about 30 to 40 minutes of an examination left of Sergeant Schmidt. There would be cross-examination. I leave that to counsel. And then we would put on Trooper Guarino to go over the results of the safari searches, the safari history of the MacBook, also mentioning the iPad and some of the work he did on one of the phones. I anticipate there's binders of information that would go in through him and that would be reviewed with him.
Those are binders that you, I think they're on my bench, but are those the three binders that we previously discussed?
Yes, Your Honor.
And remind me, I think I remember this correctly, that you have binders for each of the jurors, or you're going to do them on the, in the electronics.
We're going to do them monitors. It's a lot of paper.
It is.
I would easily break the machine. So that is the intention to do that. We are also going to call in another half a dozen witnesses if we go fast, and I'll give counsel the list of the actual witnesses we'll have, because I'm not too sure what the cross will be, so I want to make sure we have more business available for us than we might get to.
I appreciate that. And then I will keep an eye on the forecast. It's what I most recently read is they were downgrading it slushy, but the commute tomorrow leaving work might be messy. If it starts to get messy here, I'll probably cut the day short. Hopefully the weather will stay rainy instead of snowing, but we'll be limber.
I also think that right now we're ahead of pace.
Good. All right. There's another question. I'm just hesitating to get up because I feel like there's something else I wanted to ask you. Can't bring it back right now. So I'll remember it right after I step off the bench, and then I'll pepper you with that either by email through the clerk or otherwise. Oh, I know what it was. I think earlier today when we were talking about the William Fasto text messages, I did see the final paragraph and went back, and it was Exhibit 199 that I was referencing, not paper number 199, not paper number 197, motion in limine number 13, which goes back to the same arguments with regard to state of mind evidence. But at one point, I knew where to find some of those, whatever was marked for the grand jury, but I don't see it anymore. Two things. One, best I can tell, according to my records, the defense never opposed that motion in limine. So if the opposition is different than the substance of the opposition to paper number 199, specific to Mr. Fasto, the defense should let me know that. When do we think we're going to see Mr. Fasto?
We're working on Thursday, Your Honor.
Okay, so everyone knows when it's going to be.
And secondly, so that I can get prepared for those arguments, I want the panelists to get me a copy of Mr. Fasco's emails.
Text messages.
Thank you.
Copy today. I can get the court. It's not, I think, the one that the government would expect to introduce. I think has some adjustment off, but just for the court to see. And he did submit a written objection to statements relating to State of Mind. We didn't specifically reference his. If it would assist the court, I can certainly have something by tomorrow morning, even just a one-page highlighting and specify our objection.
Right.
But I'll pass this up now just so you
have. So I do have whatever you objected to for 199, and I went through Quails or whatever the name of how you pronounce the case at the time, and some of the cases that followed it, so I'm familiar with what the law is with regard to the state of mind exception. I just want to refresh my memory. There's certain of Mr. Fasto's text messages with Anna Walsh that I remembered from prior hearings, but this will help me. I'll take a look at this tonight.
And I'll get a one-page just brief draft or brief memo just outlining where I can get it more precisely.
All right. That's all I can think of right now. Anything, any other questions, comments, needs? Commonwealth first.
No, Your Honor.
And defense, anything?
No.
Want to raise with me. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.